This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
As we look back in time, the ancient footprints of mankind's history illustrate a legacy of idol worship. So many of the ruins of bygone civilizations and empires prove mankind's proclivities favor making and worshiping the icons of creation rather than worshiping the Creator. Whether it was the archaeological artifacts of Babylon, the statues of Egypt, or the Roman icons and temples of the pantheons of Roman gods, it is obvious humanity has always felt more comfortable looking at an idol while worshiping God. In today's traditional Christian community, there is no shortage of idols that have been made from the hands of man to attempt enhancing his worship of the living God. And though God asks, "To whom will you liken him to?" which clearly indicates there is nothing, no beast or item in nature that can represent God. Yet, mankind remains adamant to demean God's existence by liking him to idols made unto corruptible man and birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. This is unfortunate. On today's program, we will explore just who is behind the driving force that has led humanity into this idolatrous worship, and why it is so important to worship God in spirit and in truth.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. We're glad you could join us for our program today. What I want to talk about today are the high places. Now, what do I mean by the high places? Well, if any of you saw the old movie Conan the Barbarian, remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, James Earl Jones. Within that particular movie, James Earl Jones played a demigod of some sort. And I remember a scene in the movie where he was standing high above his followers. He was standing on what we would consider a high place, a giant stone structure from which pagans worshiped their gods. Now, the interesting thing about high places, when you look in the Bible, you will find that the Israelites actually worshiped the true God on high places, whether it was a high hill. Even the temple in Jerusalem was up on a hill. But when we look in the pages of the Bible, God is angry at high place worship, and we want to investigate as to why God was angry at high place worship. Now, when we go back in history, we can go to Mexico, and we can look at the ancient Aztecs. And the ancient Aztecs worshiped their God from a high place. You may be familiar with the ancient Aztec temple of Xetolcali. You may have seen this on the internet, on TV shows or movies, and it looks like a giant pyramid-like structure. And what they did on these high places is they sacrificed warriors they took in battle, slaves that they owned, and even their own children were sacrificed on high places. The priest would hold the victim down. Another priest would come along and cut open the body and actually pull the beating heart out of the body and throw it down the temple steps. Now, obviously, God would be upset with murder, something like that. No doubt about it. That is one reason God was upset with this pagan high place worship. But we're going to investigate other reasons why God was upset, not only with pagan high place worship, but also with Israelite high place worship. Before we get into those details, what I'd like to do is offer you some free literature and also a free booklet on today's program. What I'd like you to get is the free CD titled The High Places. In this CD, I will take a closer look, a detailed look into this high place worship. We also want you to receive a free booklet titled The Ten Commandments. Written with the finger of God on tablets of stone, the commandments of the Decalogue are everlastingly binding on the creatures who bear God's image. God wanted Israel to obey His Ten Commandments, and that is one of the reasons why God was so angry with the high place worship of the Israelites. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can visit our website to order. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. Don't forget to also go to our website to learn more about our weekly sermon webcast at www.cgi.org. You can even download that CD and that booklet from our website under the menu item Media and Sermons and Media and Literature. You can also download the CD and the booklet on our CGI Digital Network app. To get this app free of charge, all you need to do is download it at the Amazon, Apple, or Google App Store. Thanks again for joining us on today's program. Our subject for today is the high places that not only the pagan Canaanites worshipped at, but the Israelites worshipped at these high places also. And what you'll find when you do research on this, and I've done some extensive research on this, is the Israelites worshipped the true God on hills, on mountains, before a temple of God was created in Jerusalem. Now, God was angry with Israel for some of this worship, and we're going to find out why. But He was also angry at what the pagans, the nations around Israel, were doing, the Canaanites and the various tribes that belonged to that group of people. So let's take a look and try to understand this topic of the high places a little bit better. And one thing I mentioned at the top of the program is the ancient Aztecs of Mexico. Think about this. A 2,500-year difference in history between the ancient Aztecs of Mexico and the ancient Israelites and Canaanites of the 1000s B.C. How is it that both of these peoples were worshiping their gods in similar manners? I'm going to get into that also on today's program. But let's go back to the Aztecs for a moment and remember that the Aztecs, who were around from about 1300 to 1500 A.D., performed sacrifice, human sacrifice, not only prisoners and slaves that they took in battle, but even their children were sacrificed on these high places. And that's one of the reasons God was so angry with this type of worship. We get some of that anger from God over in Numbers chapter 33. And I'm going to read you a scripture there. Numbers 33 and verse 52 says this: "Then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images." Now, what are these pictures and molten images God is upset about? Well, what they were pictures and images of human sexuality. These ancient pagans were not worshiping the Creator anymore. They were worshiping the creative process. They had phallic symbols in the ground. They had symbols that were representations of the female sexual organ also. And they worshiped these symbols rather than the true God. They worshiped creation rather than the Creator. And that was one of the reasons God was so upset. He did not want His people, Israel, to get involved in this type of worship. And He reiterates this in His law. Again, the first five books of the Bible, we call that the law. But the law of God is the entire Bible when you really get into the details of it. But in Deuteronomy 33 and verse 29, notice again what God says to Israel. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee? O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. So as Israel's coming into the land, God says, hey, tear down those high places. I don't want you getting involved in what those pagan nations are doing in worshiping their gods. Now, if you look a little closer at what is said about high places, we come to an understanding as to why God had this anger. I gave you a little inkling into that when we talked about the worship of the creative process rather than the Creator, but notice something else that was occurring in these pagan high places. I'm going to pick it up in the prophet Hosea. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 11. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, and under oaks, and poplars, and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. I like that statement. The people that don't understand shall fall. Israel was soon to fall after this period of time because they just didn't understand what God was demanding from them. He wanted them to stay obedient to Him and His law. But as we read here in Hosea, what happened with Israel is they not only got mixed up with this false worship, they then began to practice the false worship. The whoredoms that it's talking about here is temple prostitution. Men and women took part in this temple prostitution. Again, they were worshiping the creative process rather than the Creator, and they got involved in this sex worship up to their ears. And God had a problem with it. Now, is there more to why God was angry with this ancient high place worship? There is more. And let me turn back to 1 Kings. I'm going to go back to the book of 1 Kings in your Bible. If you're following along there, you can take a look at this yourself. In 1 Kings chapter 14, I want to read something else to you there. 1 Kings 14, beginning in verse 23. Listen to what it says. For they also built them high places and images, those images I was telling you about, and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. Yes, ancient tree worship was extant at this time. The pagans were beginning to actually worship under these trees because they thought that the green tree, the evergreen tree, was a symbol of everlasting life. So you see the connection there between the creative process, the green tree with that everlasting life symbol. These were some of the things that God did not want. Verse 24, "And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel." So what we have here is, by the time of the kings of Israel and Judah, Israel is deeply into high place worship with a pagan perspective. And that's the key. God gave His law to Israel from a high mountain. God was worshipped by true prophets of God in high places. The problem God had with this high place worship was the worship of the sexual act, the worship of false gods, the idolatry that was taking place in these particular locations. Now, as I said, there was some back and forth with this. There were good kings, there were bad kings. And I'm going to give you an example of a good king during the period of the kings of Israel and Judah. In 2 Kings chapter 23, we have an interesting bit of scripture here. Notice the anger that God has, and you can tell He's angry because He's given Josiah marching orders, the righteous King Josiah, and look what Josiah does here in 2 Kings chapter 23, beginning in verse 7. "And he break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord." So this syncretism that was taking place, this mixing of the worship of the true God with the false gods, was apparent from the scripture we're reading here. Verse 8, "And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, from Geba to Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren." So these false priests were still taking part in the true worship of God. They wanted to have it both ways. They thought they could mix the worship of Yahweh with these idolatrous gods. And God says, no, no, He's not going to have it. And in verse 10, notice what it says. "And he," speaking of Josiah, "defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech." Do you get what it's saying here? Why did he tear down this temple to Molech? Because the Israelites were actually getting involved in child sacrifice like the ancient pagans around them. That's why God was so angry with Israel when He told them to go into this land and tear down these high places. But God's admonition was not heeded by the Israelites. They got mixed up into this pagan worship, even sacrificing their own children to these false gods. Now let me read on in verse 11. "And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the sun at the entering in of the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan-Melech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the sun with fire." Now what does it mean he's burning the chariots of the sun with fire? They were worshiping the sun god. That's what it means. And they had created this form of worship to the sun. And Josiah was destroying that worship because he knew what the true God wanted. Finally, verse 12, and the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron. So we see here the destruction of these pagan high places where the worship of God was being mixed with the pagan worship of these false gods. Now, why would God be so angry about murder? Well, obviously, it's because murder is what? It is the destruction of the image of God. Think about that for a minute. In Genesis chapter 1 and 26, notice what it says. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So when they're sacrificing humans to these false gods, when they're sacrificing little babies to these false gods, those people they're sacrificing were made in the image of God, and God will not have it. There's a reckoning that's coming, and Israel felt that reckoning soon after the Davidic and the Solomonic kingdoms. Israel was destroyed by the Assyrians, and later Judah was destroyed by the Babylonians. But ladies and gentlemen, think about this. What is abortion? What are we doing by sacrificing children? You're going to tell me it's in the womb, so it's not a child. Really? Really? What happens when it comes out of the womb? Is that not a child? So how is it when it's in the womb, it's not a child? Let's not use satanic sophistication here. Let's not play manipulative games here. Let's be honest and real about what abortion is. And I'm putting a warning out there to my country I love, the United States. We are aborting 500,000 to 600,000 babies a year. Do you think God is not noticing that? What happened to ancient Israel will happen to the United States if we don't wake up and turn this country around. Let's look at what the lessons of the Bible really tell us here. Now, moving on, I want to get back to this 2,500-year difference between the Aztecs in Mexico and the pagan Canaanites and the Israelites who were doing the same type of worship on high places. Is it just a coincidence that the ancient Mexicans learned this particular practice for their gods? Well, it's possible. It's possible that this idea just came to them. But you know what the Bible tells me? The Bible tells me there's an evil force in the world trying to manipulate the minds of mankind. And when we think about this high place worship, we need to think a little more clearly about the possible connections that there could be between what the ancient Aztecs were doing and what the ancient Israelites and Girgashites and Hittites and Amalekites were doing. Now, what am I talking about? Well, I'd like you to turn over to Isaiah chapter 14 for a moment, and I'm gonna give you a little clue as to what the original high place worship was all about. In Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12, listen to this. Isaiah 14, 12. How art thou fallen from heaven? Now, heaven is a high place, right? O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend. Ascend? Isn't that going up to a high place? I will ascend into heaven. Isn't heaven considered a high place? I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Above the stars of God? That's a high place. I will sit also upon the mount. A mount? Isn't a mount a high place? Of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, I will be like the Most High. Wait a minute. What's one of God's titles, the true God? The Most High. And what is the Bible telling us about Satan? That he wanted to be like the Most High. He wanted to take the place of God. Do you get what I'm hinting at here, ladies and gentlemen? That Satan is the instigator. Satan is the leader of this ancient high place worship because he wanted to take the place of God. So if he couldn't take it, he was going to try to do it here on earth by influencing the minds of the ancient Aztecs to sacrifice those children, to worship the creative process rather than the true creator, just like the ancient pagans around Israel, just like the Israelites who got involved in that ancient pagan worship. Is there more in the Bible about this? Oh, there is. I'd like you to get that CD, but let me show you another scripture in my limited time left. This is over in Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 14. Notice what it says here. Ezekiel 28:14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Are you getting a hint as to where this high place, pagan high place worship was coming from? Who was the influencer of these peoples on the earth? Don't forget what the demons called Jesus in Mark chapter 5 and verse 7. Son of the Most High. They know the pecking order. They know their time is limited and they want to destroy humanity, but God will not stand for it. Listen, I want you to get that CD. I go in depth on this particular subject. I have not been able to give you all the scriptures or all the connections of ancient high place worship and why we should not be partaking of it. There are high places today that I will make you aware of. Don't get into that high place worship. Get the CD, The High Places. Also get the full-length booklet titled The Ten Commandments. If we don't turn back to God, if we don't begin to follow His law and His commandments, we will be destroyed just like ancient Israel was, just like ancient Judah was. To get that free literature and that free booklet, please call us at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or visit our website to order. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also download that CD and booklet from the website. So long for now.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.